For all three Michiana cities, it's still a bit soon to know exactly how this pandemic will affect its budgets. But officials say some kind of impact is inevitable. The question is, to what degree? City governments are looking at two factors before they respond, one being how much federal and state aid is made available. The second is how long the recession will last. Daniel Parker, the controller for South Bend, says the city has a pretty large reserve that could last about a year or two, if needed. But if the economy takes longer to bounce back, South Bend will need to adjust.
In order to continue to build upon the progress that we've made, and to just maintain the level of service that we currently provide, either that we're going to have to come out of recession quicker than we are anticipating, or we're going to have to receive some aid from the federal government or from state governments.
Parker says the city is expecting a 20% loss of income tax, a 45% decrease in gas tax, and a decrease in property tax. That adds up to millions of dollars lost. He says the most direct impact is lost revenue from the Morris Performing Arts Center and the Century Center. Parker says operational services like police and fire departments won't be changed because of budget cuts. Some development activity and recreational spending would be the first to go. Niles is a significantly smaller city than South Bend and is already starting to see the financial impact of the pandemic. The city of Niles has laid off 10 city employees. That's according to Rick Huff, the city's administrator.
When we went into the Great Recession, we were actually in a very good position to weather that storm. The problem is ever since the Great Recession, revenues for municipalities really haven't bounced back.
Niles receives a substantial amount of money through sales tax, but spending is way down. Huff predicts about a 50% loss in sales tax, which means hundreds of thousands of dollars for the city.
This is a significant impact to municipal budget, all municipal budgets in the state of Michigan. The estimates right now is for this to be a very quick and quite severe impact with a fairly quick rebound. It'll be painful for a few months, and then hopefully we're back to pretty standard operations.
The city of Elkhart is also anticipating a recession, but Councilmember Dwight Fish says they're well-equipped to handle any economic hardship from the crisis.
We're sitting quite well when you compare any city across the state of Indiana. The city is not in bad financial shape, and it won't be in bad financial shape.
He pointed to Elkhart's manufacturing and service industry that could help revive the city's economy.
So there'll be an economic resurgence, if you will, of people returning to work, but it will be a somewhat slow recovery. We don't know exactly the effect because we haven't got the full workforce back.
Elkhart is expecting a roughly 8% loss in property tax. Fish says the city's reserves and finances are in good enough shape that they don't need to start thinking about major budget cuts yet. But for all cities, the longer the recession lasts, the harder it will be to get back to normal operations. City officials are hoping the economy bounces back quickly to avoid any changes. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.